Hello, I'm Mary Killo, streaming from Seneca, South Carolina.
Well, hi there.
You made me think of something I haven't thought of in years. My son's in his 30s now.
Yeah.
But when he was 10 and his friend was 10, they were riding their bicycles in the cul-de-sac. I walked outside to check on them. I could see them down the road. They were fine. And I went to get my mail. I reached up and was going to take my mail out of the black mailbox. And you know the little hook sitting there that you pull on? On top of the hook was a honeybee. And I just paused my hand in the air and looked at him. And he wasn't moving. He just was sitting there a hot day on a hot black mailbox. And I'm like, wow. And I very carefully reach under the hook and pull it open, get my mail out. He's still sitting there. I very carefully close it back. I get right up at him, and I look at him, and I thought, you're not a honeybee, are you? And I just start walking back down the drive into my door, and I thought, what a crazy thing to say. I mean, Mary, you're losing it. I go inside thinking about what I had thought and about this honeybee that wasn't moving, and he was strange. And I go on in the kitchen, I lay the mail down, nothing important in it. I go to the kitchen, I'm going to clean up dishes. The front door slams open, David comes running in screaming, Mama, Joseph fell off his bike, he's hurt. I go flying out the front door with him. There's Joseph out in the cul-de-sac in the driveway, and his bike's laying by him, and he's down there hugging his knee, and it's bleeding and scraped real bad. And I go down, and he's crying, and I get him up. David carries his bike, and we get him to his house, which is about three houses down. We're coming back, and they were, like, not wanting to talk about what happened. And I said, David, what happened? What were y'all doing? I figured maybe they were doing some sort of circular things and ran into each other. Not supposed to do that. He says, Mama, nothing. I swear to you, a bee blew his tire out. Well, see, his bike, the front wheel had a hole in the tire.
Yeah.
And the spokes were all bent, and one of the spokes was broke. Really bad wreck, I assumed.
Yeah.
With something. David's bike was laying there by the driveway. It was fine. I said, a bee blew his tire out, and I thought of that bee sitting on my mailbox and what I had thought. And I said, David, tell me exactly what happened. He said, Mom, we come driving up, and we're going to come in, we're going to park our bikes, but there on the black asphalt is a honeybee. And he said, Joseph said, and wait, they, you can see the boys just standing on their bikes, resting, looking down at this honeybee, and it's not moving. And they stomp their foot, and it's not, their feet, and it's not moving.
Right.
And David said, Joseph says, watch this. So Joseph shakes, goes around on his bike, goes down the center part of the cul-de-sac, comes flying back down. David said he was going to hit that bee. And he says, Mama, he hit that bee. I watched him hit that bee, and I saw this bright flash of white light, and David, his bicycle tire blew, and he wrecked. And I'm like, I didn't say a thing more. That is the strangest thing that
it was it was in the shape, it was a little UFO in the shape of a honeybee.
I have no idea what, that is the craziest thing, that a honeybee could blow a boy's bike out when he runs over it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
So
I don't think the little thorn is that big, his stinger.
No, it's just really weird.
That is a weird story. All right, thanks.
In all these years, I hadn't thought of it till you said strange bug stories.
I did this to you, didn't I?
Yes.
All right, thanks for the call.